I guess we're live. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, a certified dementia practitioner. And first of all, we'd like to welcome you to our weekly Thursday dementia training, wherein we talk about, you know, different things about dementia. If you're watching through our webinar, thank you very much. I appreciate you. If you're in that Zoom call, we've got this question and answer thing that you can ask in our in the Zoom itself. And then this is also streaming live through our Misunderstanding Dementia page, Misunderstanding Dementia book. You know, you can buy our book at Amazon. It's very affordable. I think it's just $3 something. You know, it's just the print cost. And then we are also sharing this live video through in our Alzheimer's disease and dementia support group. You know, if you're watching through there, you can ask questions in this webinar or in this Facebook page. You can ask questions. And also, I would like to invite you in our ALZ Prime training, care and education. It's a caregiver masterclass. You know, it's a very affordable membership group. It's like, I think it's just $4.99. Ryan, who is the administrator for that group, is also the administrator for the Alzheimer's and dementia support group. So he actually is the author of the book called Why My Grandmother Keeps Forgetting in Alzheimer's. It's an Alzheimer's story. It's a very good book, you know. And also, if you want, you know, we also have, we're giving out free, you know, urgent medical care notice for your loved ones. You know, it's also, and also a pin for your, for you, you know, it's called Alzheimer's Caregiver Pin. It's really good. But today, you know, today's Thursday dementia training. We're going to be talking about Lewy body diseases. So this is part of the Misunderstanding Dementia course that I teach, and this is Chapter 2, Part 4. So basically, we'll be talking about Lewy body disease and versus Alzheimer's. So basically, dementia is an umbrella term used to describe you know, the different symptoms. So Lewy body is part, you know, is under that umbrella. So it's composed of 10 to 25%. And when you talk about Lewy body, it's basically like a Lewy body. I don't know if you know what a Lewy body is. It's basically a protein or a fat or a lipid that is, you know, like some sort of shape of a rice that is accumulating inside your in your brain. So it's basically called the alpha-synuclein. Alpha-synuclein sounds fancy term, but basically it's like lipids or fats or protein that is accumulating in your in the part of your brain. So, oh, there you go. So this is what happens. You know, there's a what you call a sphere, like the circle shape, and it's blocking the transmission of information on those on the axon and the dendrite and the actual nucleus. So what are the features of Lewy body? So basically, there's a fluctuation of symptoms. You know, there are good days and bad days with this type of patient. You know, there's also a change in mood, you know, especially when they get on the later stage or early stages. They are very angry and they're in that denial, and they're just, you know, one minute they're okay, and then the other day they're bad. There's also change in movement, because it also affects your what you call your basal ganglia. It's more like Lewy body's also related with Parkinson's. So with the difference between Lewy body disease and Parkinson's is that the Lewy body is more like it affects the cortex first, and then goes back to your midbrain, which is your substantia nigra, which is the part of the brain that being affected with Parkinson's disease. That's why, you know, they correlate the Lewy body in Parkinson's in almost the same category that affects the movement, you know, the rapid alternating movement called dysdiadochokinesia. It's a fancy term for difficulty in rapid alternating movement. You'll also see a change in balance in walking when you have Lewy body. Hallucination, you know, we see a lot of patients who have hallucinations, and, you know, they'll see, hey, there's a cat, there's a dog in my room, and actually there's not. And it's so real that the patient thinks it's there when in fact it's nothing. So, you know, they'll have hallucination. Also, they'll also have sleep disorder. Their circadian rhythm is affected, and they'll, you know, you'll see a lot of patients who are, you know, sleeping early in the morning and then wake up in the nighttime. So, and also it affects their visual spatial awareness, basically their vision. So the back part of your brain is also affected, you know, the vision. So just like, you know, hallucination, they'll see stuff, you know, and they'll also have what you call this, depth perception problems. You know, they'll have difficulty reaching for something, and they're going to lose trying to reach for something. That's why we have that, what do you call that? The eye, the nose to finger test. And a lot of patients who have Lewy body or Parkinson's, they don't have that, visual spatial awareness. Same thing with driving, you know, they'll lose that, awareness, you know, the awareness in the distance. They're being affected, you know, that, calculation of distance is affected. All right. So again, oh, there you go. Again, this is the difference between a Lewy body and Parkinson's. So basically the Lewy body, it affects, you know, there's those fat, those proteins and everything, but the Lewy body, it affects the cortex itself. But with Parkinson's, it affects the midbrain, you know, the basal ganglia, the substantia nigra, and basically the midbrain is responsible for your movement, coordination, and balance. All right, so Lewy body can be a mixed type of Parkinson's in Lewy body, and it can also be a combination of Alzheimer's in Lewy body, or a combination of both and all. So, all right. And again, in summary, Lewy body is known as a Lewy body dementia or dementia with Lewy bodies. The main character, the main characterizing feature of this disease is those fat lipids that you can see in the nerves or in the neurons itself. And the main protein constituent of the Lewy body is the alpha-synuclein protein. Sounds fancy, but it's just the lipid and fat that you see in that neuron. And then again, the main clinical feature of Lewy body is basically the visual hallucination, because it affects the occipital lobe. Sleep disturbance, because, you know, the circadian rhythm is bad or is disrupted. Fluctuating cognitive changes, you know, sometimes they're aware of it, sometimes they're not. And then obviously, you know, motor issues, like, you know, they don't have the rapid alternating movement. They have tremors, whether it's intentional or resting, they have that tremor, they can't control it. And then last but not the least, Parkinson's and Lewy body, it appears to be closely related to each other. So again, that's the summary. It's just a very quick lecture for tonight. And if you got any question, you know, send us a message, you know, mike@drmikechua.com. Even here on Facebook, you know, we're happy to answer your questions. If you got any concerns, you know, shoot us a message. And last, we still have this, the Alzheimer's caregiver pin, and also the card, you know, we'll give out for free. I think we got two more. Brian, the administrator, is very generous. You know, if you join his group, the Alzheimer's Caregiver Masterclass, he's going to give out more of that, and I think some of the books. And again, thank you very much. Oh, before I forget, my actual book, the Misunderstanding Dementia book. Let me go back. The actual Misunderstanding Dementia book is actually, you can download it for free on my website, drmikechua.com. Or like what I said, if you want to buy it, it's just $3 something in Amazon. It's very affordable. It's just our print cost. Again, thank you very much. I will see you next week. I wish you all the best. And always remember, this is going to be a big challenge for not only for the actual dementia patient, but also for you as a caregiver. So this is going to be a big challenge. But always remember, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the victory. Again, God bless you and have a great day. Bye-bye.